Welcome to the deep dive. You know, if you're feeling swamped by all the information online, especially when you're looking for help with something like tinnitus, well, you've landed in the right spot today.
Yeah, it can definitely feel like navigating a maze sometimes.
Totally. So today, we're going to try and cut through some of that noise and focus on one specific product, Quietum Plus. And I have to say, this one has personally been a bit of a game changer for me.
Okay. So you've tried it yourself.
I have been using it for several weeks. And honestly, for you listeners who want to get the lowdown quickly, I want to share my experience first, and then we can look at some other info out there.
Sounds like a plan.
Great. So, like I said, several weeks in, and the improvement, it's been really impressive. I was dealing with this constant, really irritating, ringing, tinnitus. It was seriously messing with my focus at work and just, well, making things less enjoyable day to day. I was skeptical at first, I admit it.
Understandable. There were a lot of supplements out there.
Exactly. You see so many claims. But the natural ingredients listed for Quietum Plus,
Yeah.
that really caught my eye, and I'm so glad I gave it a shot.
And you noticed a difference.
A significant difference. The ringing is way down, and my hearing just feels clearer, sharper. It's been huge for me. So, right off the bat, if you're listening and thinking this might be worth exploring, we actually have a link in the description below.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for special discounted pricing. So definitely check that out if you're curious. But now let's bring in your expertise and see what the wider information landscape looks like for Quietum Plus.
Okay, happy to. And hearing your positive experience is a useful starting point.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we look online, the picture gets a bit more complex.
How so?
Well, for instance, I saw a Reddit thread in the tinnitus subreddit, Turninitis. Someone asked if Quietum Plus was a scam.
Oh boy.
And another user just flat out replied, yes, it's a scam. They seem pretty skeptical about any online product promising a tinnitus cure, which is, a common sentiment given how tough tinnitus can be.
Right. I get that caution. I really do. But again, just speaking from my own use, and I really want to stress this is my personal experience, it's been genuinely helpful. It didn't feel like just covering up the noise.
You felt it was doing something deeper.
Yeah, exactly. Like addressing
Yeah.
something underlying. The ingredients seemed well thought out. I remember seeing Mucuna pruriens mentioned in one source I looked at. And knowing it has potential for nerve health, that seemed promising. Also, things like ashwagandha and ginger, which you hear about for general wellness too. The Globe Newswire review mentioned those in relation to hearing health as well.
Right.
And again, for anyone listening who's battling that same ringing frustration, that discount link is down there in the description for you. Don't forget to look.
Okay, now it gets interesting when you compare sources on ingredients. Tinnitus UK, for example, did an assessment back in April 2023.
Okay, what do they say?
They actually listed a different set of ingredients, things like yam, fenugreek, dong quai, L-tyrosine, motherwort, quite a few others.
Huh. That is different.
Yeah. And they basically categorized Quietum Plus as a branded dietary supplement with no or limited evidence that it is effective. So their conclusion was not recommended.
Wow. Okay. No evidence at all.
Well, they specifically said there wasn't published research on Quietum Plus itself. They acknowledged research exists on some individual components, but apparently none related directly to tinnitus treatment, according to their review.
That's definitely a very different picture from what I experienced and what I read elsewhere. Like that honest review on Globe Newswire from April 2025.
Right, let's talk about that one. That presented a much more positive view.
It really did. And it lined up much more with what I felt. They called it a natural hearing supplement using plant extracts, vitamins, antioxidants, all aimed at supporting the ear structures and their connection to the brain.
And they listed ingredients too.
Yes. They mention Mucuna pruriens, which I saw, but also Tribulus terrestris, Muirapuama, Damiana, and Ashwagandha. They went into potential benefits like improving blood flow, nerve health, reducing inflammation, antioxidant support, things directly relevant to the auditory nerve.
Okay, so that review proposed a specific mechanism.
Exactly. And for me, that resonated because, like I said, I started noticing the ringing get less intense, less frequent, probably within about 2 weeks.
That quickly.
Yeah, I was surprised myself. And then by the start of the next month, the clarity, like even in noisy places, I could hear better. It made a huge difference to my concentration.
And no side effects for you.
None at all, which I was really happy about, with it being natural ingredients, that was a big plus. And if this is sounding good to you, again, that special discount is linked for you below. Seriously, worth a look.
So the Globe Newswire review also touched on the proposed mechanism better blood flow to the inner ear, supporting the neural network, lowering inflammation, antioxidant health. And they listed expected benefits beyond just hearing, like improved brain function, memory, focused nervous system support, even boosting immunity.
Yeah, I definitely felt more mentally alert too, without any jitters or anything.
They recommended taking 2 capsules daily, suggesting 3 to 6 months for best results. They also made a point of saying the ingredients were natural, clinically tested, generally safe, though they did add a standard caution about individual sensitivities or interactions with other meds.
Right, standard disclaimer.
And they mentioned manufacturing standards, claiming it's made in FDA-registered and GMP-certified facilities.
Yeah, see, that gave me some confidence, too, knowing it wasn't just whipped up somewhere unknown. It felt more legitimate. And look, I know everyone's different, but for me, it really delivered. I really hope if you're struggling, you'll check out that discount link we have.
That Globe Newswire piece also mentioned a high customer rating, I believe, like 4.85 out of 5.
It did, yeah.
But, you know, it's always important to be a critical reader online. We also found another Reddit review, this one on a different subreddit, Okra Bleach.
Okay.
Another user commented, pointing out that the exact wording of that review was identical to one found on a completely separate website.
Oh, seriously, word for word.
Apparently so, which, you know, raises some pretty big questions about how authentic that particular review might be.
Yeah.
It's just a reminder to cross-reference and, well, be skeptical sometimes.
Absolutely. And that's why we're looking at all these angles today. It's important. But I still want, no, needed to share my genuinely positive story with Quietum Plus. It has truly made a tangible difference in my life.
And that perspective is valuable too.
So if you're dealing with similar ear ringing or hearing clarity issues, and you're considering a natural approach, please do visit the link in the description. Grab that special discounted pricing. It honestly might give you the relief you've been searching for, like it did for me.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, it's clear there's quite a spectrum of information out there on Quietum Plus. You've got positive personal experiences like yours, and then critical assessments from organizations and some questionable online marketing tactics flagged by others.
It's definitely a mixed bag of sources.
It really underscores the need to think critically when you're evaluating any health supplement, especially ones with a lot of online buzz.
And I have to say it one more time, my experience, overwhelmingly positive. So for anyone interested after hearing all this, especially my story, please use that link in the description for the special discount. Give it a try if you feel it's right for you.
And as Tinnitus UK also suggested, if you have ongoing concerns about tinnitus, the best course of action is always to talk to a healthcare professional.
Absolutely. Good advice.
They can give you advice tailored specifically to you and discuss all the potential treatment options.
Great point. And yeah, for exploring Quietum Plus further, that special discount link is right there waiting for you in the description.
And maybe a final thought to leave you with. Given all this conflicting information we find online about health products and the complexities of something like tinnitus, what does it really mean to find the trustworthy source? How do you evaluate what you read? Something to think about.